This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We are coming to you live from Sandton Convention Center, by Local Summit and Expo. It is the 12th edition. As I said, we are rubbing shoulders with business people. Small, medium, and big enterprises are here. And with me in the studio is Dr. Opang Kagisang, Senior Manager, Stakeholder Relations and Public Policy from South 32 Hillside Aluminium. How are you, sir? Are you good?
Good, Thabiso, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate it. But you're no stranger to this environment. Eh?
We try not to forget where we
come
from.
You try not to forget. Anyway. It's good to be here. I was just saying earlier on that it's good to interact and particularly to people that are running small businesses, entrepreneurs, who talk about the products, the passion, who talk about how they survive in this economy. And it's good as well to see them interacting, networking with bigger players as well. Is this something that also, you know, derives some sort of joy in as far as your company is concerned out of an event like this?
Thanks, Thabiso, for having us, and good afternoon to the listeners. I think this resonates with us quite well. As big business, we need to understand and remember where we come from.
Yeah.
And part of our mandate should also be to grow others, because that actually will help the economy to grow.
Yeah.
And part of the mandate that we should give to ourselves as bigger enterprises is to make sure that we are able to really ensure that we plow back into those communities,
yeah,
into those enterprises, and make,
yeah,
sure that we can mentor them,
yeah,
to become possibly medium or even bigger enterprises in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go back to the beginning. I mean, tell us about South 32 Hillside Aluminium and your level of involvement at this bi-local summit.
So South 32 Hillside Aluminium, it's a company that was established in Richards Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And it finds its expression from the days when there was a Bayside.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how actually, let's call it Richards Bay, the way that you find it today was, mm-hmm, actually sort of developed. It was, mm-hmm, developed against the backdrop of a Bayside, or having a strong Bayside,
mm-hmm,
because by its nature, it's almost like, let's call it an industrial town.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, when Bayside was started, it was in the main to make sure that we are able to really grow the economy of that environment. It was around 1971.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that came Hillside,
mm-hmm,
which was in 1996. And for interest purposes, the former president, the late Nelson Mandela, was actually the one who opened the facility officially at,
mm-hmm,
that point in time in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that came Mondi, your RBM, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that whole town sort of grew. But as Hillside, we are part of the South 32 group,
mm-hmm,
and we actually produce aluminum. And why aluminum? Aluminum is considered to be the metal of the future.
Yeah.
And not only that, aluminum is really sought after by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And of aluminum, there are quite a number of products that you can have from aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually do electrical parts for hybrid vehicles. You can do packaging products. You can do quite a number of usages for aluminum.
Yeah.
And the reason why we actually wanted to participate in such, it is because we pride ourselves to be a local company.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things that actually need to tie up and really flow well for,
yeah,
that to happen.
Yeah.
So when we call ourselves a local company, but we are not able to really support the local enterprises,
mm-hmm,
it then becomes almost a fallacy. But,
yeah,
we are not in that space. We are in the space of trying to make sure that we grow those economies,
mm-hmm,
and those companies. But let me take you back to one critical element. For us to be involved in this, it's also a manner of trying to preserve the livelihoods in Richards Bay.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the bigger companies or enterprises in Richards Bay, there are about 30,000 indirect and direct jobs,
mm-hmm,
that are dependent on us.
Yeah.
And there are also downstream players that are dependent on us. You're being a Lela, your Hulamin, and so on, and which I'll touch on later,
mm-hmm,
which are dependent on us because we supply them with the metal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is also important that once we understand that we want to play in the local space, and localization is for us very critical. Mm-hmm. It therefore means indirectly that we are able then to preserve the 30,000 jobs.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Your level of involvement here?
Our level of involvement here is that we are a sponsor. Mm-hmm. And it was a conscious decision that we took to sponsor the event, mm-hmm. because why we wanted to sponsor the event is because we wanted to make sure that we create success, mm-hmm. that proudly South Africa is looking after, mm-hmm. or looking out for,
yeah.
because they want to make sure that they create a platform. And it is through the injection, financial injection by bigger enterprises or bigger companies, that these opportunities will be opened up for smaller businesses to come and participate.
So specifically, I mean, how do you then, you know, become part of the ecosystem, if you will, with small businesses and skills development around, you know, your product and areas where you operate? Because it's a big issue, you know. Small businesses will tell you, or small business owners will tell you, that they are on their own, basically, you know. Even when they get business from big companies, you know, payments are delayed, all manner of excuses are made, and as a result, most of them don't even last beyond 5 years, apparently, according to research. What's your posture with regards to supporting small businesses?
Our posture is such that we want to create success. And you can only create success if we play a meaningful role in that space.
Yeah.
Now, remember, it's not only about funding, which we actually do. We actually are really creating those opportunities by making sure that we create that funding.
Yeah.
I mean, just as a starting point, we contribute about 140 million in enterprise development.
Yeah.
We actually have brought some of our beneficiaries from enterprise development site, which are here, which we actually fund.
Yeah.
But not only that, we have a company like Hulamin, which we supply liquid metal to.
Yeah.
And Hulamin, a company that actually produces your foil that you use at home.
Yes.
If it was not of the metal that we produce, you would not have foil at home. They also produce the cans that Nampak use to actually package the cold drink that you drink. And that's what we do.
Yeah.
And we have been instrumental over the years that we have that partnership.
Yeah.
We also have Bingelela,
yeah.
who we supply liquid metal to. And what they do, they actually create what we call alloys.
Yeah.
Now, that alloys, it's almost like a brick type thing that we give to, that they would produce. What they then do is that they will sell this to companies that manufacture alloy wheels or that you have, or the mag rims, let's call it simple terms, mag rims, that they would supply to your BMW, your Mercedes-Benz, and your car looks beautiful and it looks sporty.
Yeah.
And that is big business.
Yeah.
And they, some of them, they even export their products.
Yeah.
That gets used overseas, and they actually supply those products.
Yeah.
Alu South, they also get liquid metal that they actually turn into rods, alloy rods, and these rods are actually used for electricity transmission.
Yeah.
Now, remember, we're going green.
Yes.
Now, we are in the green space. We need to make sure that we are able to actually grow these companies.
Yeah.
Now, your earlier point, which I wanted to actually expand a bit on, for example, your Bingelel, your Alu South. Alu South, if we were actually getting everything from them and stopping other players who are actually sourcing their material from companies in the Middle East that are supplying them with rod metals, they could actually be a big company by its nature, because your Eskom and all these companies actually source from them.
So I want us to also go back and focus on small business, because it looks like that's where the challenges are, where, you know, people are barely making it, because we are in an economy that is not easy for everybody. To what would you say you wish they would do? You know, the common mistakes that they make. Because remember, these are people with ideas, these are people with passion and drive. But when it comes to ticking the right boxes, they may not know. And some of them would fall through the cracks along the way, type of a situation.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So if I was a small business person wanting you to hold my hand as I grow, from a value proposition as well, you know, adding value even into your company, what have you seen that when you reflect, you think to yourself, you know, I wish these chaps could do 1, 2, 3 instead of this?
What I wish for is that companies must play a meaningful role in that space. What do I mean? For us, we have an enterprise development hub
in
Richards Bay,
where
we actually take people from cradle to success.
Beautiful.
So what we actually do is that we bring them in.
Yeah.
We have people who can help them to put together a business profile, to understand how to run a business, to do courses in financial management and so on. And additional to that, we also actually give them some funding for them to start.
Oh, that's
in
nice.
Fact, the element that's not public knowledge yet, that we actually have sourced funding for a number of companies. I think it's about close to about 50 of these companies. They will receive each of 100,000 as a startup. So companies must actually model themselves around that, not only on speaking, but be practical, because pragmatic ways actually results in more positive outcomes. And I think that is what most companies should do, should actually create that platform, hold their hands, and making sure that they can actually go through that that whole ecosystem, understanding how they start, how they grow, how they then produce, and how they perform.
That
for me,
good.
It's very important.
That sounds good. Your parting shot to aspiring entrepreneurs who in the future would like to work with your company, who are listening right now?
I think for us, what is very important is that they must have the passion.
Yeah.
Passion will drive you, will take you a long way. And not only the passion to do the work, they must also have the tenacity and the drive and the resilience to understand this, that the business space is not an easy space. It's a highly competitive space. Everybody wants to be in business. But you need to be unique. You need to have an offering that is not always the same as the next person, that you then stand out, and you need to identify your niche market. For me, that will take you quite a long way.
Doc, thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, my brother, and thank you for hosting us.
People that want to access some of the opportunities that you just spoke about, what do they do? What's the first step?
They can, those that are in the Richards Bay area, the KZN area, they can actually email Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at dot Ulbricht, which is U-L-B-R-I-C-H-T, at south32.net.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Opa Nkagisang, Senior Manager, Stakeholder Relations and Public Policy at South 32 Hillside Aluminium. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.